Part 2. Approach to Uncovering the Truth of Existence. After you have had a physical body for hundreds of millions of years, it isn't an easy thing to believe in consciousness and believe in your true heart. I really understand how difficult it is. I never thought it would be an easy task, and I really understand the obstacles in comprehending the truth of existence, especially since you have never believed in anything other than your physical selves. However, many diligent people attempting to do this study seriously are finally realizing their true selves and discovering their vibrations and waves of warmth. The warm vibrations are infinitely growing, and I have so much gratitude in my heart to you. I thank you for trying to find your true heart and for trying to find the vibrations of warmth. I know many are taking a leap of faith to find your true hearts, and you are attempting to believe in something that is so radically different from what you are inclined to believe. It sometimes seems almost impossible. You are carrying around thousands of suffering selves. If you do not reflect, if you do not come to understand the truth in your heart, you will be in a state of suffering and darkness. When you die, you think you become part of the past and that there is a present reality and a future yet to come. In the world of consciousness, there is no passage of time. Past, present, and future exist as one, and it will always be one. Thus, whenever you change your heart in the present, it changes your heart in the future. And if you change your heart in the future, it changes your heart in the past. So once you begin saving your suffering self presently, you will change your future and past to warmth and joy as well. Use the warmth that you feel from meditation to wrap your suffering selves. To save your suffering selves. You are this incredible ball of warmth that is eternally accepting and giving, and that is so vast that you can accept all of your darkness. You can accept all the darkness you have created in your past lives. Your suffering selves wait to be saved by the truth, by your warmth. Use the warmth to wrap your suffering selves. Embrace your suffering past and future selves. Everything is connected. Every change is felt. This world is always here. It only takes you a fraction of a second to tune in and align yourself with this world. Your present reality is a bridge to your past and future. So if you can change your suffering heart now, you can change your past and future. You don't need to convince yourself that you are not this physical body right away. You only need to consciously do mother's reflection daily. Do it mindlessly. Do it routinely. Write about what your mother has done for you. Your actions every day create layers, and without trying, one day you will experience the truth in your heart, and that truth will become greater and greater. You will feel the energy of all existence in your own heart. You will feel the joy and spaciousness and lightness that I feel. And this is all I ask of you. If there were any easier way than this, then I surely would tell you. But this is the easiest, most efficient way. I cannot put your hand to paper. You must do this yourself. At the same time, it is very difficult and easy. Remember that the point of Mother's reflection is to recall her warmth. Don't just criticize her when reflecting. That is not the point of the exercise. By reflection and meditation on Mother, reflection on idolatry, you will begin to change inside. When you begin to change inside, you will feel this other world. You will feel what you are. You will feel you are not only your cells. You will feel that you are energy within this body and that you are energy in the world of consciousness. After you meditate and reflect, the more you are able to open up and release the warmth in your heart, you will be able to find this world of warmth more readily. You may not feel it all the time, but you will feel a little each day. It is difficult to believe that you are not this physical body when that is all you see in the mirror. Nonetheless, once you begin to do a little bit of mother's reflection and meditation daily, soon you will recall the truth in your own heart. That will truly be the first step of your journey. I am waiting here always. I am waiting for you to take that first step on this journey for the truth. The truth lies in you. All the answers lie within your own heart. It is beautiful. You don't have to be scared of your existence any longer. Open yourself up to your heart, to the vibrations. Allow yourself to feel your own consciousness. It is so incredible. It is like being moved by music or nature. As we speak, the warmth becomes ever greater. It knows no bounds. That is what warmth is all about. This is our true essence. It takes a while to find this heart. That is why one of the first steps in embarking on this study is to do mother's reflection.